You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and watch out, I have my fuzzy slippers. I'll tell you what, that is one of my tricks to write. My feet are cold right now, so I'm putting on the fuzzy slippers. Hey, listen, we are in the fantastic Your Book Is Not a Business Card 18 Streams of Income live stream. It's a noisy house. I'm just saying. We have the kids home. They go back to school on Thursday. And it's intense here. So we are going to have a blast. Today we're talking about how to turn your book into a self-study course. Can you believe that? Who wants to learn about that? This is one of the questions I get all the time. Hey, Carrie, how do I turn my book into a course? And there are some tricks, tips, and tools, and I'm going to share that with you today. We have Michelle and Ricky managing the comments. Thank you so much for being here. I'd love to hear how it's been for you this series so far. We did pick the final book. So thank you for voting on the book cover. We did pick it. Over pretty much close to 1,000 people voted, and it was tight. But there is a clear winner, so we'll announce that later on. But let's jump right in today and let's talk about how to take a book and turn it into a course. Now, I've done this even with fiction. Okay, so I'm going to share some real examples here. You have Unhackable and you have the Elixir Project book. Okay, this is fiction. This is nonfiction. And yet we turned them into a course. And you might say, how in the world did you take a fiction book and turn it into a course? Very carefully. So let me give you some tips, tricks, and tools. All right. So when you write a book, folks, the person reading the book is a spectator. They take on the position of being the observer. Even if you have a nonfiction book and you're asking questions, the book is really written from a posture of a spectator. Now, when you do a course, the course is produced in a way that the purchaser is a participant. Let me say that again. That is the biggest tip I can give, and it's subtle, and most people are going to miss it. When you write a book, the reader is a spectator. When you create a course, the student is a participant. That's the big difference. So let me give you some further examples of this. It's kind of like when you watch Lord of the Rings. If you are a spectator, Frodo does not stop the movie and say, hey, what do you think as the viewer? Hey, as the viewer, have you ever felt betrayed? Hey viewer, what do you think about fear? It would be very abnormal for that to happen. In fact, it wouldn't be a good movie, all right? It would be kind of surreal. You'd be like, what the heck? We call it a movie. We call it entertainment. We call it checking out. We call it vegging out. Now, you don't do that when you read a book. You don't veg out. You don't go brain dead. But you do take on a different position. You fall in love with the story. It becomes a page turner, right? Many times we say this, I got lost in a book. Okay, think about that. I've never heard someone say, I got lost in a course. Ooh, that's good. I like that. Did you catch that? People all the time say, I got lost in a book, but I've never heard anyone say, I got lost in a course. Why? Because it's a different type of brain cognition that's happening. You are being introspective in a course. You are being reflective in a course. You are doing deep digging. Transformation is happening in a course. But with a book, many times you read it, and you can take it or leave it. You can read it and you can check out this type of thing. Okay. So let me give you an example here. I love books that are broken down into courses based upon chapters. And I know what people are saying. A lot of people are saying here, Carrie, what do you mean? You know, why would someone pay $20 for this and $200, 10 times the value for a course? Why would they do that? Simple. Because it's a different type of medium. It's the same reason why people pay, they pay, you know, nothing for a drink at a water fountain. And then they pay $8, you know, 800% more for a bottled water from the mountains. You might say it's the same thing. Well, it kind of is, but it's about packaging. It's about expectations. It's about the work that's gone into it. You get what I'm saying? So when you have a book, it's a very good idea to break your course down into modules. Now, the modules are not always chapters, although sometimes they can be. Many times I break a book down into three parts. So for example, day job to dream job was prison plan payoff. Or Unhackable, let's go to Unhackable for a moment. You're gonna see five sections. Part one, the unveiling. Part two, idea. Part three, focus. Sorry. Part four, flow. And part five is boon. So in a way, I made Unhackable be five modules, but underneath the modules, I had different videos. Does this make sense? So you don't need to say every chapter equals a module. You can say that every part of the book is a module. And then underneath the modules are videos. Now, a lot of times people say, Carrie, how much should I charge? Or what is the guidebook? Or, you know, should I have a guidebook? Or is there bonus content I put in there? These are great questions. And by the way, I'd love for people to weigh in with questions. Go ahead and if you'd like me to answer any. But books, of course, range from $9.99 Kindle, sometimes even cheaper than that, to $29.99 hardcover. So, you know, normally you don't pay more than $29.99 for a book. Sometimes you can. Courses, however, courses kind of start at $29.99 and go up to, I mean, I've paid several thousand dollars for courses depending on what I got from the course. You might say, that's nuts. It's the same content. Well, is it? Is it? Because a college course might be $6,000. And you might say, well, Carrie, you're getting credit for that. Okay, but you can audit the class and they charge several thousand dollars to audit the course. In other words, there's a different expectation that people have when they come to a course, and that is that they're gonna pay more. Now, I've always said I'm never gonna go cheap with my courses. Some people put their courses on Udemy, and they discount those courses crazy, crazy cheap, where they're almost losing money. And they justify it by saying, well, I'm just building my email list. Okay, fine. I understand that. And that can be your strategy. But I don't think that you slashing your course prices is a smart idea. I just don't. Because look, you can pay $99 for an engagement ring, and you can pay $90,000 for an engagement ring. Do you want to be the cheapest out there? Is that your differentiation? If the cheapest is your differentiation, you'll always be in a race to the bottom. Let me say that again. If your main differentiation is not content, it's not community, it's not coaching, its cost, then you're always going to be in a race to the bottom. And it's just who can give it to me cheaper? And you will always lose, because there will always be someone who will go cheaper, 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 until many times those businesses go out of business because they cut their margins so much. I think it's fantastic to charge a fair price, over deliver, give great content, create a community around it, and build for the long term. I mean, that's what I've been doing for years. It's worked. We have the best people on planet Earth in the tribe. Many of you are in there, and it's fantastic. Jennifer, so glad you're here. Thanks for being here. So these are lessons that I had to learn many times. But the first course I ever created was around your secret name. And I didn't have any plans to create a course, but this book came out by Zondervan. And, you know, I was thrilled to be able to get traditionally published. And I thought, you know, my world's going to change and all this. But I learned quickly that traditional publishing isn't all it's cracked up to be. Even though this book was in bookstores and this type of thing, I figured out the hard way that, you know what, I need to buy back my book. And so I bought back my book and reproduced it myself, and had a lot more control, a lot more profit. We do all that with Author Academy Elite. If you need any help, go to authoracademyelite.com. But you know, I bought it back from Zondervan. But here's the point, folks. When I put this book out there, people said, "Oh my gosh, I want to share this content with other people." So literally, here's how we created our course. Ready for this? We created a conference. So folks, listen to this. We created a conference, and we chopped up the conference into different modules. So that was the first course ever. It wasn't me in a room. It wasn't me with cameras. It was me in front of a live audience. And that's how we did the first course ever that I ever did. And it works great. And to this day, if you go to yoursecretname.com, go ahead, Ricky and Michelle, go ahead, drop in the link there. I don't know which one of you is managing comments, but go ahead, do that. And you can see that was the first course. Now afterwards, then I said, okay, I'm going to write a book, The Deeper Path, on purpose with a course in mind. And let me tell you this, I didn't have big expensive equipment. We filmed it in my friend's kitchen. Okay. So the main thing that you want is you want good sound. You know, you don't want all kinds of crackly stuff going on. That would be really annoying. And you don't want bad lighting. I'm going to show you bad lighting. It would be horrible to do a course like this. Okay. That would be horrible. You can't see my eyes. You can't see my passion. You can't feel my fire. You want good lighting. Okay. So I have a ring light. Folks, these are some of the little things you need to invest in. Lighting. Camera does not need to be all crazy. The cameras that are on your phone today are amazing. The cameras in your computer are amazing. But here's what you don't want. You don't want to be looking here. So you don't want to be teaching your course like over here, really bad. Okay. You want to be looking at the person. These are just little tips, tricks, and tools. All right. The first time you do your course, you can record it live in a group setting. Yes, I said the conference, but I'm even talking on Zoom. You could literally go on Zoom and have your first live coaching cohort, and you would have release forms. And you would let people know that we are recording this, and this will be the course for all time. And then you can create passive income and passive impact by putting your videos on Kajabi, on Thinkific, on Teachable. This is what you can do. You can teach your course in a live small coaching group, charge a higher rate because it's live coaching, but then use it in the future for your passive recorded self-study course. Okay. Jennifer asked a question about guidebooks. What are your thoughts having an accompanying guidebook? Yes, absolutely, Jennifer. A guidebook can absolutely be something that is a PDF download. So yes, I have physical versions of my guidebook, but I also have digital versions. And Jennifer, here's what a good guidebook feels like. It feels like sometimes including excerpts from your book, but it allows questions. And you might say, Carrie, well, in your book, don't you have questions? Sometimes I do. In your secret name at the back of the book, I have questions. You know, I have questions at the back of the book, every chapter, but that was not the guidebook I used. Instead, what I did is I made a guidebook that, and this is where I do say invest a little bit of money. I write all my guidebooks in Microsoft Word or Google Docs, and then I ask my team, or I did it myself in the beginning, I would pull royalty-free pictures. So I would go to Unsplash, or some people I think call it Pixabay or something. But you go online where people are saying, use my photos for free, and this is what they're doing. And then you put in their photos throughout your guidebook. Another thing you can do, I'm not giving you legal advice, but I'm saying that if you reference something, if you reference a video clip or an illustration or something like that, don't include it in the course, but you can link to it. And you might say, what in the world, is that legal? Listen, I've linked to articles, I've linked to YouTube videos, and I push people to that, source, public domain. When things are in public domain, or when you're referencing an article or an excerpt, push people to, you know, make your guidebook interactive, where they can click it digitally and then it leads them somewhere. Okay. I also believe in having a course be built around a community. So I'm big into saying, you know what, when you buy this course, you're into the community. And the community can be it can be a Facebook group, it can be Mighty Networks, it can be some other, there's a lot today that have community-based, so that as people are going through it, they can interact. And this is where you build your tribe. Okay, you build your tribe. I'm trying to think of other good tips, tricks, and tools. Always at the end of your course, have a next step. Many times people don't want to just say, cool, I took the course. I always have, would you like to be certified on this content? So in my mind, the integrated product suite, the buyer's journey goes book, right? Or even content marketing. We'll get into content marketing in a few weeks, but you go content marketing. I call it the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy. You'll see that in the book that's coming out, but you go from content to book to self-study course or assessment into self-study course. Sometimes people give away a module free, one module, one video sometimes, to get people to taste it. Then you move into, after self-study course, you could move into live course, live coaching. I'll explain that. Remind me, I'm gonna explain something very important about your videos. So don't let me forget that, okay? Somebody remember that. Then oftentimes I move into, do you wanna be certified? Do you wanna be certified on Unhackable? Do you wanna be certified on your secret name? Do you wanna be certified? And the cool thing about my new book is that literally every single income stream, I include a QR code that you can scan with your phone while you're reading the book, boom, and go right to the website and see examples. Okay, now let me, before I forget, I gotta share the difference here, okay? about the videos. Remember I told you a second ago. All right. Here's how I differentiate my self-study course between my live coaching and my live coaching, which is often a higher price point. And it should be, folks. If you're going to do live coaching, that means you're showing up filled up. That means you're doing 1-on-10 or 1-on-20 or 1-on-5 coaching. But you might say, how do you accomplish all this with your course? Very good question. Do not miss this. In the course, I'm teaching instruction. So let me say that again. When people buy my self-study courses, I'm teaching instruction. So I'm literally saying, hey, step 8, overcome your excuses. Boom, boom, boom. And I teach, teach, teach. Now, when people join the course, they get a login, they get a password, and they buy the course. But once in a while, I do live coaching around it, small group coaching. Now, I don't do that much anymore. In fact, I am doing live coaching this Saturday. I'm going to drop in the link because I don't do live coaching that much anymore. So when I do it, I don't want anyone to miss it because people tell me all the time, crud, I missed it. So if you want, like today is one of the last days. We are printing the final manuals. I'm doing a live coaching group around my friend's book, actually, Entrepreneurial Leap. All right. So you could say I'm certified on that, Gino Wickman's content. And do not miss that. If you want to help out people take their next step, this is a example of a live coaching I'm doing on Saturday, okay? $197. It includes a book. It includes lunch if you want to come in person. So it's virtual or in person. And then at the end, people have the opportunity to get certified. It's nuts. It's unbelievable. So I know a lot of you are coming to that. But let me give you the example. When I do a self-study coaching group, I treat the group and the course as in instruction, coaching, content, instruction, teaching, value, give. It's the content. Now, live coaching, here's what I do. I often give people the course as well. So did you catch that? I give people the login and password. I issue them a course and I say, because you're going through the live coaching group, we're going to spend our live coaching sessions on you, on your life, on your issues, on your questions. This is where people cannot get that in a course. People cannot literally ask the instructor, hold on, what do you mean by that? Hang on, what about my life? And so that's why the coaching, the live coaching group, is a step up in value and it's a step up in price. And this is why, folks, I give my course to every client who goes through my live coaching group. But here's what I do. I say, watch that on your own time. Did you catch that? I don't penalize the people and regurgitate all the lecture in the live coaching group. No, no, no. That would be a waste of time. I say, you go watch the module during the week. And then on the coaching call, you come and now I coach you around the content that you should have already consumed during the week. Do you see that? You got to catch that, folks. So your live coaching is not just a repeat. It's not just a repeat of the course. The course is forever access many times. It's login, it's password. It's you can stop, you can pause, you can watch it. Then the live coaching is, hey, last week when you watched the content, let's talk about your life now. Let's talk about your issues. Let's talk about your own situation. And this is where people feel that major step in value, major step up. It's like the professor's almost stopping the class and focusing on you. Now, here's what some people say. How many people can you have in a live coaching group? Great question. If you're giving them a login and a password to your course, I believe that it kind of breaks down at 25 people or more. Okay. You might say, you're nuts. You've taught groups in live coaching groups of 21, 22, 23, 24, 25 people. I have. And it takes all in, and it takes massive focus. And yes, it's large group and it's small group, but here's what I make sure I do. I make sure that during those 10 weeks of group coaching, I get to every single person. And I'm not saying every time, but I'm saying every person, and I have a roster and I have a list. And I literally go on a deep, and I say, folks, this is Stacy's deep dive. We're going deep with her. And folks, I want you to listen, because Stacy has the questions, but you know what? If we all show up filled up, we all can pull out a personal lesson. And then I go deep with Stacy. I might do that with two or three people a session. Go very deep with those people. And the other people are kind of like listening and they're getting value, but I don't say, oh, all 20 people, 2 minutes for you, 2 minutes for you, 2 minutes. No. I'd rather go deep with like two or three. All right. In addition to that, now with Zoom, you can do breakout groups. So you could do a coaching like that. And then you could say, okay, folks, what I just did with Stacy, I want you to now break up in groups of three. And I want you to go deep, 5 minutes each with each other and ask these three questions. Boom, boom, boom. In other words, this is powerful. You don't always need to be the center of attention as the live coach. So I hope this was helpful today. Again, today's focus is self-study, and I bled over into live coaching, just like in the live coaching week, I'll bleed over to the course because they do interact and overlap, but you got to separate them too. Because if you expect to do live coaching in your course, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to frustrate yourself and other people. Okay. And if you try to regurgitate in your live coaching the exact same thing as the course, people will say, why am I here live? All right. So folks, all of the goodness is at carryoverbrunner.com/18book. carryoverbrunner.com/18book. We've now announced the launch party day. It's September 30th. We've picked the cover. So I'll announce the cover on Wednesday, probably. I'll announce it today. I can't wait. I'm going to announce it today. The back cover is really cool too. So thank you everyone who voted. Again, almost 1,000 of you. It shuts down at 1,000. The team started to tell me we're running out of spots. I said, just keep rolling, keep rolling. Let me see here. Okay, so here's the cover. So I get it. Some people like it. Some people might hate it. But I'll tell you why I picked it. I picked it because it's a good conversation piece. It's offensive. Some people say, why do you have a book in the trash can? It's not. It's a business card. But it's a little bit offensive. It's a little bit, and you might say, what do you mean offensive? Okay, in the book I studied, there's something on Google where people say, is it a sin to throw away a book? Is it a sin to burn a book? There's something very reverence-based around a book, not with a business card. Nobody says, oh my gosh, if I throw away a business card, am I gonna, you know, is that evil? Nobody says that. But with a book, there's something that we have that is ingrained into us that is reverence. And so I talk about that in the book. So I use this really because I pick this title, this cover, because I know I can go a lot of places with it in speaking, on stages, this type of thing. The back, oh, you're going to love the back. Read it on your own time sometime. But we are in for a treat, folks. This is going to be so fun over the next few weeks. Okay. So be a soul on fire, share this live stream with other people, tell your author friends, because again, so many authors are poor. And I don't mean that, I'm not saying that rudely. I'm just saying that we haven't learned how to leverage our books into book-based businesses. And this is part of the problem. And so this book is really going to help you overcome that. All right. Thank you. I had a blast today. We'll see you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.